time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am the host of the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we get into our interview, we're going to set the tone with some live music. This song is called Almighty. It's by Douglas File. Sit back and enjoy. Well, everyone. I hope you enjoyed Almighty by Douglas File. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my good friend, Vicki McMurray, Yay! Co-hosting today. Hey, Vicki.
Hey, I made it without any traffic problems.
Vicki made it. So last week when we had Monica Wellington on, traffic like ate her up.
Traffic coming from Commerce was backed up for miles. It was horrible. And there was no way I was going to make it on time to record.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to be here today.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you're here today. So glad that, did you come the same way or did you go a different way?
I don't really have a choice. I'm I-30.
You have to come that way.
I do.
Okay.
I do. So I just left a little earlier and there were no issues on the road today. Knock on wood.
Good. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the great information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. I can let you know that we are getting ready for our Easter celebration, and if you would love to volunteer with us, reach out to us on our website. We are also gearing up for our retreat, which we take our teenagers on a weekend retreat. So if you have a teenager that you want to join us or you like to volunteer, go to our website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Now, y'all, I am excited and scared.
I'm a little nervous, too. Big personality in the house today.
Huge personality.
I love it.
To welcome Miss Tanya Harp. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Carla.
She's soft now, but that is hilarious. So, Tanya is a friend of mine from Texas Tech. We met, I don't even know what year we met at
years.
Texas Tech.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord. I'm only 28.
1996.
Oh, 1996.
Spring. Because you were the, you know, the Phylams.
Yes.
You were the music
coordinator
for that.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I was pledging.
Yes.
So you're younger?
Of course I am.
She's younger. Yes. I'm 28. That makes you 27, right?
Girl, I'm 42 all day.
I'm still 28. So... Mm-hmm. See, you're telling too many
and
details already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 28.
Proud of it.
That makes you 27. So,
girl, I was ready to get rid of the 20s. No, we let go of those a long time ago.
You were going out of the
20s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was still telling the doctor, you know, because that was my form answer. If you ask me how old I was, I just say 28.
Oh, you did?
I was at the doctor's.
Recently?
Well, no, a couple of years ago.
I was like,
and
come on.
He was like, let's go over the information in your chart. And he says, how old are you? And I say, 28. And Roosevelt's like, stop saying that. You know you're not 28. And I was like, oh, hello, let me count how old I actually am.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I always say 28. Yeah.
Was that a great year?
I just think, let's just not do 29, 30. Let's just stay with 28.
I'm proud of
you
being
and my twin sister. I mean, my twin sister still thinks she can get away with this. And I'm like, we're
you
twins.
Say 20.
Everybody knows I'm 42. They know you're 42, too.
Like, funny.
She's
going to
be
out
so
first?
Mad at you that you
Who came out
age?
First, Tanya? You or your sister?
Who do you think?
You.
Absolutely.
So she could be 41
She is definitely
and
three the baby.
Quarters.
Definitely the baby. I'm definitely the middle child.
That's
Absolutely.
Funny. All right. Let's get rolling. I'm excited about this.
Okay. So, Tanya, so we've been friends for forever. She said 23 years, even though I'm 28. And Tanya is a real estate agent for Abby Holiday. Mm-hmm. And she is all business, y'all. So she's helped us like so many times and has done a fabulous job. But I really invited Tanya to come to talk about friendship, because that is one of the things that sometimes women struggle with. Sometimes mm-hmm. women put too much pressure on their friends. Sometimes women aren't as nice with our words with each other. And so Tanya and I have had, along with all of our other sisters from Texas Tech, let me say that so nobody gets upset with
us. Yes.
Along with all of our other sisters that graduated together from Texas Tech, we seem to strike a balance with our friendship. We catch up when it's time to catch up, and we know when it's time to get into our lives and live our lives. We all have businesses, families, and mm-hmm. all of the such, children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Tanya, first, I wanted you, I know, she's like looking at me. What do you want me to say?
I love it.
So, I know she's going to share some embarrassing stories, but I want you to share some story.
You just set yourself up for that. Sorry.
I know I did. So, Vicky, Tanya, share. I'm going to get you all's names because Vicky can share.
We've got her flustered. Thank you for letting me share today.
Vicky can share some stories about our friendship as well.
Oh yes.
So Tanya, share some stories about from back in the day, from when we met, but our friendship, about, you know, kind of the camaraderie and the love that the Lord gave us. We all came from different areas of life.
Absolutely.
And we stuck together.
Yes,
like stuck
absolutely.
Together.
So obviously it started with Sigma Phi Lambda.
Yes.
Which was a Christian sorority that you pledged to before I did. Mm-hmm. And you were the music minister too. And so when I went in there, you know, I'm me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And
most people's cup of tea.
And so, you know, there's just certain people that I gravitate to, and you are just one of the first, you know. It's a light about you, you know.
That's mm-hmm. sweet. Thank you.
Well, it's
I agree.
Honest.
I agree.
It's a light about you that you have about you, and you just kind of want to get to know more mm-hmm. about that and what that is and where that comes from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where I grew up, you know, I just did not have a lot of relationships that didn't look like me, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so getting to know somebody who is so different from mm-hmm, me mm-hmm. and grew up different than me mm-hmm. was very, I don't know, it was exhilarating. I enjoyed everything, mm-hmm. especially going and visiting your family, you know, when you got engaged.
Yes, yes.
And yes. Got married. Yes. I got to go and spend like a week with your family, which aww. They're amazing.
Yes, they
and,
are.
And that's really the first time I learned about Love Ministries
mm-hmm.
and everything that your parents have mm-hmm. done for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if people really understood what a sacrifice your right. family has made right. for that community— it's mm-hmm. just, well, it's inspiring. Mm-hmm. It's very, very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So those are some of the biggest things, you know. I mean, they've given their life.
Yes. Yeah. They
truly.
Have. They have.
They've
they
given
have.
Their life.
They have. They've raised
and that
so many
has,
children.
I mean, that has become a part of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you now give your life in all sorts of different ways mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For ministry. And
yeah.
so I find that very inspiring as well. But mainly, I mean, at college, we just had fun.
Right.
We did.
We laughed
yes.
at crazy things.
Yes.
We would drive around singing.
Yes.
Singing was really our deepest bond,
yes.
I think.
Yes. Yes.
And she's the one that got me into Texas Tech's gospel choir,
mm-hmm.
which I think I was one of three white members
yes.
in this gospel choir.
Yes.
So,
yes.
The fun we had traveling all over the state singing together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stubbs was one of my favorite memories
right, right.
with the choir singing at Stubbs. And so, I mean, all of those things.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Trinity. How could I forget Trinity?
Yes.
We belong
yes.
to the same church.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, we did ministry. We were in the college ministry there. So
right.
we went on a few mission trips together. And, of course, every Wednesday and Sunday night, you know, we're at the church.
Right, 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 right.
So
we made sure to get our time.
And we were all yeah. education majors. Most mm-hmm. of us were education majors mm-hmm. that still stay in contact with
right.
each other. So
mm-hmm.
we all had a bunch of classes together mm-hmm. as well.
That's
so
nice.
We're in the sorority together. We're all in the same major, you know. Most of us are singers,
yes.
you know, so we had a lot of areas where our life paths crossed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, and I think at the time I didn't realize, I didn't realize that I don't know. I thought our bond and our friendship was so natural. It didn't dawn on me that we maybe grew up in different
situations,
know, yes.
or backgrounds,
different
or life
types
experiences.
Of yes, different life experiences, different neighborhoods, mm-hmm. different families. That didn't cross my mind.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we just kind of stuck together, mm-hmm. and it was really the Lord. That's why it's hard for me to even remember when we met each other. It was mm-hmm. kind of like we were just always.
Well, not
you know,
until we started
together.
Telling stories, right?
Right.
Things would come up, and you would say, oh, well, this happened in school or whatever,
right.
or this is how, you know, my grandparents are, whatever. And then we're realizing, wow, we grew up really, really different.
Different, right. Yeah. Right. And how does that, you know, it is pretty amazing when we do share our lives previous to a relationship, just how different we are and how it really doesn't make that big of a difference.
It doesn't make that
at
big
all.
Of a difference.
If you're open to, you know, being a friend to somebody.
At all.
So, Tanya, what would you say marks a good friendship? What makes a good friendship?
I think more than anything, you know, we went through 6 years of silence, you and I. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we graduated. Mm-hmm. Well, she graduated before me. I graduated in 99. Mm-hmm. And so after college, you know, we both got married. Mm-hmm. She got married in 2000. Mm-hmm. And I got married in 2001. Mm-hmm. And then Carla started having babies. Right? Mm-hmm. And so from like 2000 to 2006, we did not see each other. Mm-hmm. Not one time.
Right.
Because I was in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And Carla was here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was busy being a wife. She was busy being a mother. Mm-hmm. But it didn't change our friendship, not one bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that is one of the most important things we as women can give other women is just grace. Mm-hmm. Like we all get up every day and we give the best we are of ourselves to the person standing in front of us. Mm-hmm. And that's really all we can do. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And these friendships that are valuable and important to us, you know, there's some people that get hurt. Their feelings get hurt if a friend doesn't return every phone call or doesn't return every text message. But, you know, we're all just doing the best we can.
Right, right.
And so that's the thing that I love most about Carla and our friendship is that I don't have to see her every day. Mm-hmm. We don't talk every day or every week even. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year, we didn't see each other all last year because both of our businesses were just, it was too much. We didn't have any extra time for that.
I know that to be a fact.
Thanks a lot, Vicky, for taking my friend.
No, I haven't taken your friend. Trust me. I barely see your friend. That's just it. She's pointing to me because I kind of had a little moment with her.
It's the hardest thing for us to like keep a schedule.
We have no time together.
Right.
To really, I mean, we pray obviously on our own about this, what we're doing right now. We, you know, I pray a lot about Carla's schedule and mine. My schedule's I don't have a business. I work part-time doing something that I'll tell you about that later. And so my business is really supporting my husband and his role in the community we live in, and I volunteer a lot. And so I'm busy, but that's out of choice.
That's a big deal. I will say that because she always says, I don't run a business except for when you are supporting the community, because that's kind of what my parents do. That's a huge deal. Supporting
Absolutely.
The community.
And I have some
making
dreams
sure people
about
have
that
what
and,
they right, need right, and serving right. people.
And I'm not,
you know.
I mean, anyone listen to this who lives in Commerce knows I'm one piece of the pie. There's a million other people doing much more than I am. But anyway, the things that I am doing do take a lot of time, and it's a little scattered in the spring this year. But so we were on the phone. We're like, let's have a conference call because we can't get together.
Right.
And we live closer to each other now than we ever have before.
Right.
But, you know, I've learned, because I probably am that person that you're referring to earlier, I am a little sensitive. And
yes.
So I am that friend that's like, oh, I haven't heard from her, and I texted you. And I should be the most important text you're receiving right now.
Right.
I know that sounds silly, but I do sort of get that way sometimes. And I think one of the best things Carla's given me, and there's several of them in our relationship, is that she can't respond like that. And I had to learn very quickly that just because she's not responding doesn't mean she doesn't care,
right.
that doesn't think what I have to say is important,
that's right.
doesn't want to respond. She just can't because she's, you know, scattered. And now I know, like, you know, the next morning, I just couldn't respond to you at all yesterday because I didn't get home until blah, blah, blah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I go to bed early.
Yes.
And she knows
and
that.
And you get up early.
And I get up early. Yeah. And she doesn't. So we're a yin and a yang.
Right, right.
Sister,
right.
I think you need to say all of that again a little bit louder for the people in the back.
About just being sensitive?
No, about knowing that the person that, you know, if you are sensitive to another friend, you know, you just got to trust that they love you and they're going to get back to you.
Yes,
you know?
And so I would say that I came to realize a year or so ago that that is something Satan truly attacks me
Absolutely,
on because he knows
does.
It's a huge insecurity of mine. So it's been great because I realized, you know, I haven't heard from her or, you know, we haven't really talked a lot about you. coming today, and that's somewhat unusual for us. We do try to be a little more planned out.
Right, right.
And just so everyone knows I'm we're
a hurricane.
Not.
It's just a hurricane. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm coming through.
And we're not really planned out today we normally are. But it's okay. And I knew that she would let me know who's going to be here this Friday because I couldn't get someone to work out for us this Friday to record. And so anyway, friendships are ebb and flow. And I have friends like that that I didn't talk to for a very long time. And then you just pick up where you left off.
Yes.
You both care about each other.
Yes.
You just, and it takes effort. And you're in a different season. I'm married with kids out of the house. She's married with kids in the house. Mm-hmm. You're not married right now.
Not married. No children.
No kids. So,
except for a great nephew.
Well, fantastic.
Who is your child?
I have 17 nieces and nephews.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I have 17 nieces and nephews.
You're like the super aunt.
So they keep me very busy.
I love being an auntie. That's awesome.
Even to my kids, she is the super auntie.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
So, don't you think I want to kind of change it up about being a friend as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's harder to find authentic relationships,
yes,
the harder we
yes
get. Now, as parents with littles, you do sort of ebb into these relationships because your kid wants to go to their house to play. And so you have to get to
go
know the parent.
Them.
Right. Right. But now we've moved around a lot for my husband's job. I have to jump right into the community I live
That's
in so that I can meet people, but it doesn't make it easy.
Well, it's just such a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything is clamoring for our time and attention nowadays. I mean, that is the most valuable thing we can give to anybody that we love in our life is our full attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so hard to do in this day and age with technology and everything clamoring for our time. And Dallas-Fort Worth, it doesn't sleep.
No.
Right.
And so there's always something that you can be doing to further your business if that's where you want to put your focus and time and attention, or your children, you know, or your community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think that's the second most important thing, is it's going to be a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly want, you know, a 23-year friendship to weather the storms, there are things that I have to sacrifice, and there are things Carla has to sacrifice in order for us to spend that time together.
Mm-hmm.
And we do.
We do.
When we can,
we
definitely do that.
Yes.
And so I think that's another important thing, is just knowing that up front. It's not going to be easy. It's just like a marriage is not easy. It takes work and it takes time. And there are times when, I mean, Rosie calling and saying, I don't know what else to do for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need you to step in
because
I don't know what else to do, right? Carla's a worrier.
Yes, we know.
She's made so many leaps and bounds in this area of her life, and I am, you know, pray for her all the time about it. But, I mean, there's times like that when a 911 call goes out, you drop everything.
Right.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter
what
you're doing or what was important 5 minutes ago. You know, my friend needs
your support.
My support.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to be there for her.
Absolutely.
So.
And I will say, I want to tell that story about when Roosevelt called. I think that's truly important.
I love my Rosie.
Yes. we always say that Tanya and Roosevelt are a lot alike. So when I'm with her. Yes. Yeah. When I'm with her, I don't know. I guess I'll say they see life maybe from a similar perspective.
Okay.
They have kind of like the same personality.
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful thing about having a friend in that 911 call, and we're going to take a break here in a minute. When we get back, we'll tell that story. But the beautiful thing about having a friend is a friend that you trust is a friend can speak maybe a little bit more, what do you call that, matter-of-factly?
Yes, directly.
Yes, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then a husband probably will need to, like, guard his words and make sure he's not offending his wife.
Right.
And a good husband would do that. Watch how that comes across.
Yes.
Well, your girlfriend will sit down and say, listen,
sister,
what in the world is wrong with you?
I know.
What are you
going
doing?
On? Why are you doing
you know?
Get out of the bed.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So it's important. It's so important. So I want to tell that story, and then when we get back, I want to say a little bit about what you said. I love what you said about
making authentic friendships.
Yes,
as an adult
and about
woman.
this week, these 2 weeks.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks
leading up to to this, so yes. that everyone who has who's in a good friendship that is worried a little bit mm-hmm. about these things, that we give them a good message
yes.
about that.
Yes.
So everyone, let's take a break, and we will be right back in just a minute.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I have my good friend, Vicki McMurray, Yay! Co-hosting with me today. Hey, Vicki.
Love you, friend.
We are having a great conversation
yes.
with Tanya Harp, another one of my good friends. Hey, Tanya.
Love you.
You're supposed to say mean it. You always say love
I
you,
do
mean it.
I do love you, mean it.
Okay, because if you don't say mean it, I may.
Now, wait a minute. We both have just told her we love her, and she just laughed.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what
I
she
know.
Does.
I know. I know. I'm just busting on you, sweetie. We do love you, and I do mean it.
I appreciate that,
shanked,
and I love y'all too.
She just shanked my life.
I know.
Did you see
I
that?
I can't help it, but that was pretty awesome. I love you too, Tanya.
I love
and
you.
I mean it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, y'all.
We're having fun.
So we are having fun,
we
and
are.
I told Tanya when we. Should I say this on the air? So
absolutely,
I was
you should. Work,
I was under the weather yesterday, so I was working from home mm-hmm. yesterday, and I texted her because honestly, if one of us isn't working from home, then we, you know,
right.
when are we
going to
talk?
Talk?
You know
right.
how
yes.
we?
Yes.
So I sent I'm under the weather, working from home. Call me anytime. So we talked about that, and we said I told her I said we are going to laugh.
Yes.
A whole lot.
Well, yes. I told her it's like being at Starbucks. We're hanging out. We're just
yes.
having fun.
We're going to laugh a whole mm-hmm. lot because we really are close friends.
Yes.
So I want to share this scripture from Proverbs 27 and 17. As iron sharpens iron, mm-hmm. so one man sharpens another. And that scripture really leads us into the two things that I want to catch on. And let's start with that story. This was... I don't even know what year this was, but this was sometime before I had done the first CD.
Yes.
True Worship.
Yes.
And I was wanting to do it and not really, this was before I knew how to sit down and make a plan and mm-hmm. all of that, which mm-hmm. I know how to do that now and get your steps together.
Right.
It was kind of overwhelming. I just knew what God had called me to do. But then that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any... step one, step two, step three, mm-hmm. you know, all of that. So it was just a rough time. And Roosevelt was having a rough time knowing what to say. It was
right.
kind of like he couldn't say the right thing. All my fault, not his. You know, mm-hmm. he was trying to say the right thing. So he calls Tanya and it's like, look, I'm done with her. Now you take her.
True story.
So Tanya called some of our friends from Texas Tech. We went out to lunch. And basically Tanya said, okay, you're feeling overwhelmed because you don't have a plan. You just mm-hmm. have a thought. You just mm-hmm. have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stuck
mm-hmm.
and you're being hellish mm-hmm. at home and mm-hmm. making a hellish home because you are the problem. Like, you
right.
are stuck.
Right.
Now, she said it like that. Of course, your husband cannot say that
no.
to you.
Oh, goodness, no.
You know?
We would get so defensive and
yes.
defiant.
A huge
I mean, I
fight,
would.
Just,
you hear that, yeah. Tim? I know it.
These are things you discuss
yes.
with your girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
oh, absolutely.
So did I recount that
absolutely.
You did.
Correctly?
You did. There may have been a few other words used, but
that
yes.
we won't say on the show.
Right. We're not going to say on the show.
Well, because it's me, not Carla.
Right.
Carla's a good girl. I love Jesus, but I cuss a little.
There we go. And you know what? Everything you said, I'll just say it like this. Everything you said, I heard. I remember that. I will never forget that.
That's wonderful.
So every time I have a thought or a dream, mm-hmm. I know not to panic over it. Sit down, write a plan. And Tanya, really, your dad was the one that really taught you and your sisters how to plan, build a business,
That's such
keep
a
it
gift.
Afloat. Yes. It was like that
wow.
was
I would love that.
I think we're going to talk about that more.
Yeah,
we
have to get into that. We have to get into that. Yeah, so that time really helped turn my life around. And I like to do that for other women, too.
Absolutely. That's literally my mother. This is a gift that my mother gave to all of us girls. She always kept her female friendships while we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they would meet once a month.
Oh.
When we were small. They
sure.
You know.
You have to arrange time sometimes.
Yes, you just there's yeah. When everybody's small, you yes. can't get together often. But she would tell us when she would have to go to these or when she went to these monthly meetings, how important they were.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, your family and your children, that's where you give the majority of your time to, mm-hmm. but you cannot forget your relationship with your girls because they're there when life falls apart. When life gets hard and life falls apart, mm-hmm. you know, or during the joyous times, like baby showers, they're sure. the ones that throw mm-hmm. the baby showers, right? They're the ones that if somebody comes up with breast cancer, they're the ones that organize the meals mm-hmm. that come over, you know, just when something happens with your children, such as a wedding, you know, mm-hmm. they're there to support you through that. So don't ever leave or forget your female mm-hmm. friendships. And so she is literally the one who taught me to always keep my female friends, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. and invest time in them
mm-hmm.
and sacrifice for them.
That's really important.
It
yeah.
is.
That's good. And because I'm thinking, I don't know, you know, I don't know what would have happened if, you know, we hadn't had that friendship and you hadn't been able to, if Roosevelt hadn't been able to trust you enough to call you and say, I need help.
Knowing the Lord, there would have been somebody else, right, that mm-hmm. would have taken that call, mm-hmm. right? Because the Lord works through all
that's
of
true.
Us.
Sure, mm-hmm. he does.
And so I know that he still would have taken care of you mm-hmm. because he loves you and
right.
and he wants that for you. I just happen to be there, you know, because we've built this,
right?
But I have no doubt, had I not been, there would have been somebody else that Rosie right. could have called,
right.
you know?
Right.
I have no doubt because the Lord is good. He's too good to us.
Yes.
To not put there the right people go. In yes. place, you know, yes. when we need them.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
So
I know I would love to just take that and go, oh, yes, me. But it truly, I mean, come on. You know, he'll use anybody. I hate to say it.
Oh, my goodness.
But he will. He
yes,
will.
He will.
Let
right.
him do it.
Let him do it.
Yes, let him do
let
it.
Him use
that
you.
Should be a T-shirt. Let him do it.
Mm-hmm. and so then the other thing I wanted to go back and touch on is, Vicki, I love what you said about, and that was just very transparent,
absolutely.
I think, about where our lives are now is, mm-hmm, you know, like mm-hmm.
You moved into a new community.
Yes.
I moved into a new community.
Yes.
And though you still have kids at home, it's even harder as your kids are older because you're not going to play dates. You're just passing at a band concert or a track mm-hmm. meet or,
mm-hmm.
But just, you know, I live an hour from where I do have friends in Dallas. And so I was either sink or swim in my new community. And and also, not only do I find it's difficult the older you get to find super authentic relationships, also, I don't want to waste any time
yes, mm-hmm.
with the mm-hmm. stuff
mm-hmm.
That isn't authentic mm-hmm. and true. Mm-hmm. And I'm not here to network with you. I'm not here to I'm here for who Vicki really is. That's mm-hmm. who I want you to be friends with. And mm-hmm. I want to be friends with who your heart is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I want to know that my husband, which it's interesting, I have a new relationship. My husband's done that and reached out to her in Commerce and said, thank you for being such a good friend mm-hmm. to Vicki.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a tough time and you have always been there for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great when your husband recognizes it, mm-hmm. that, you mm-hmm. know, Tanya is someone that he can call and go help.
Yes.
And Tim yep, can call my
did.
Friend. Kathy and say, you know, thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you for loving my wife and because it ain't easy. So, but I do. I don't want to waste time anymore.
Yes.
Does that
yes.
make sense?
Absolutely.
No, that's
yeah.
good.
And I don't want to be mean to anybody, but I mean, if it's not there, it's not there.
Right.
And I'll be nice to you, but you're probably not, you know.
Right.
I don't know how to say that in a really nice way.
Well,
but
well, here,
you know
here
value saying?
You value your time.
I do, yes. And yes. I value women. We have so much to offer each other.
Absolutely,
and we spend too much time gossiping about one another. I catch myself with it a lot. I have to stop. Who cares if someone's doing blah 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 or mm-hmm. blah blah blah? Mm-hmm. I just need to worry about me, and only me, and the relationships I'm walking alongside.
Yeah, absolutely. And spend our time like. Discussing life and sharing
yes.
life and, you know, here's what's
awesome.
Going on with me,
yes.
you know, what's going on with you, what wisdom do you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me, this Proverbs 13:20 mm-hmm. says, he who walks with the wise grows wise,
mm-hmm.
but a companion of fools suffers harm.
That's a great
and,
one.
You know, that's, we want our friendship to be a part of the one who's we're walking with the wise. So
yes.
so we're
yes.
we're saying our lives and saying what how can you help?
Well, the thing this is something that I wanted to point out about Carla. I think the reason that our relationship works so mm-hmm. well is that we are so different.
Mm-hmm.
I am strong-willed. I'm very opinionated. I've written down a list of things about me. I say it like it is.
Yes.
I have a very justice personality, mm-hmm. meaning if something has been done wrong to somebody, I want to right it,
mm-hmm.
right? I have a very black and white
heart
view
for that.
Of mm-hmm. things, you know, right and wrong, things like that. And but I'm forever an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always think the glass is half full.
Mm-hmm.
And Carla, she's just got a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've written these things about you.
This is
You've got
funny.
A heart of gold. She trusts others.
Yes,
like,
she does.
They've given her no reason
yes.
to trust them.
Yes.
But
I've
she
seen
just
that too.
Inherently
yes.
trusts
yes.
them.
Mm-hmm.
She always sees the good in people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, she just always sees
I
the good in
people.
She does. Yes.
And she is everybody's favorite friend. Like, I probably think we are best friends, but there's probably 10 other women listening to this podcast that go,
whoa, wait a
she's
minute.
She's my best
yes.
friend.
Uh-huh.
You know
well,
what I mean?
Yes.
Like, she's everybody's best friend. She's reliable.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's going to do something. She does it. And she stands up for others. That's what makes our friendship. Like, I call Carla when I need a prayer warrior,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. there's nobody that prays for me like this woman. And that's going to make me cry.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to make me cry, too.
Mm. She has a very discerning spirit,
mm-hmm.
which is something that I struggle with,
mm-hmm.
Discerning things. And I know I can talk to her about anything
mm-hmm.
without being judged.
Oh, she mm-hmm. knows I have.
Anything. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking,
yes.
what I say.
Yes.
There's never going to
There's not
going to
be a judgment.
There's never going
right,
to be
right.
a judgment.
And
with
that is
Carla.
A gift. And I think that, I mean, we all have our relationships with the Lord. I've learned a lot from Carla and another girlfriend of mine who just walk so boldly, and I tiptoe a lot, and it's my own will, you know, still wanting to do it myself and figure it out myself, but not trusting as much as I should. And so you've really been able to show me, give it up, Vic, give it up, and
yes.
let them have it, and quit being a bulldozer about it. And so, yeah, I see that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's only because, like you said, that I have a tendency to worry,
mm-hmm.
and I'll slip into
right.
that in
right.
a minute.
We've talked about that,
and
yes.
And that long drive
yes.
that we have,
yes.
you know,
it helps a
your
lot.
Mind. Well, I
it
don't
helps
know
me.
My mind.
Your
you
mind
know,
goes see, and my mind does.
It can
but then
want
I...
to worry, so I have to.
Okay.
It's like I have to pre-decide what I'm going to put on the radio
mm-hmm.
before I get in the car, because
mm-hmm.
if I don't, the worry issues will just. It's like it's always
and
there.
And I work it out through a sermon or through, like I was listening to this one song on the drive-in today by All Sons and Daughters that I love that I hadn't heard in a long time. And it's Wake Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that mm-hmm. song. And
I
needed to hear, wake up, stand up, put your hands up, take up the cross, Vicky, and don't try to make it all about you or don't try to solve the problem without talking to me first.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good.
And I mean, I kept pushing it over and over. I thought if somebody was in the car with me, they would go nuts because I think I listened to it 20 times. But I needed those words. They were just very simple. The lyrics are super simple. Mm-hmm. But for me, it spoke to what I was going through. And that's how I work, you know, besides praying. I mean, to me, that is a form of prayer. But mm-hmm. I know. It's,
and meditation. And that's meditation. What that is. That's meditation. And that's scriptural for us mm-hmm. to make sure that the right thing is playing over and over. And I have learned that, you know, the opposite of worry is just trusting God.
Yes. And it's freeing.
It is very freeing. The best thing I have done to combat worry is going on mission trips. Yeah,
because as an adult, I have not gone on one. Yeah, I know you've been going all over the place.
Okay,
and
so
I
y'all go
to.
With me. We will plan
this.
One. Miss Tanya's going with me.
I would love to go.
And go with me because you do not have control over what's about to happen. You get on the plane, and that is the end. Not like you have control anyway here, mm-hmm. but we like to think that our kids listen to every single thing we say.
Yes.
And that after we talk mm-hmm. to them, they got it. Mm-hmm. And we're... So now we're
I'm
in control
laughing.
Of that.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We think that. And we think that our husbands are listening
daily, that's
to every
happening.
Word that we say. And after we talk to them, they got it. And we're in control of that. So we aren't in control of anything. Right. But when you get on the plane mm-hmm. and you leave behind your life, really, you don't know what's about to happen.
No.
You don't know what people you're going to come in contact with. You don't know what you're about to share with them. You prepare. You have your scriptures. You got your songs. You've got your stories written down. Mm-hmm. I always prepare. But you don't know what's about to happen. And
right.
you just got to pull up all of your experience, all of your knowledge about the Lord, all of your
and
scriptures,
trust.
And just share.
Yep.
It's so freeing.
Well, the beautiful thing about all of this is that he always goes before us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Always.
Yes.
And makes the way of the path that mm-hmm. that we're going to travel. And he knows exactly where we're going to go and who we're going to see and who we're going to visit. And
yes.
You know, wonderful.
Yes. We said when we went to Africa, they told us that because in a lot of parts in Africa, maybe they don't have a Bible.
Right.
Maybe they don't even have a church planted mm-hmm. there yet. And so it's the Lord speaks to people all the time. You know, it's regular. More than here, not because the Lord doesn't speak to us, but because we're so busy and we're so
technology
in control of everything, yes. And so we aren't hearing.
Distracted.
But there, they don't have anything else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the Lord is speaking to them all the time. And they said, be prepared for people to come up and say, I saw you in a dream and I want, you know, what do you have to say
right.
to me?
Yes.
That kind of stuff. When you see that, then you know that the Lord is taking care of people who have zero.
Absolutely.
Like, how in the... You can't... Your mind... Like,
it's
how
hard.
Can you...
Yes.
How do you make sure, Lord, that they have water?
Right.
You just make... You make sure that they have water.
Right.
You know, there's no other man resource that mm-hmm. that's over that. It's just the Lord.
He'll leave the 99 for one.
He just takes care. So, obviously, he's taking care of us. Like, he's taking care of us.
Absolutely.
And so, to bring that back around to what we're talking about, when we... Because this 2 weeks, I'm getting ready to go to Costa Rica. And like Vicky said, our plan today is very loose because she and I didn't have time to
connect. We had zero time.
Connect.
We both are being pulled a million other ways.
Got all this kind of stuff. And we're in the middle of, in our household, a state... track meets and that's important.
So y'all are just life? Is that what you're talking about? It's
life.
Just life.
No, it is.
Life.
What we both are dealing with is life. But
and so we just trust that the Holy Spirit, we trust
that, each other.
Yes, we trust each other. We trust that we are on the path that God has called us to be.
Yes.
And we trust that the Lord, well, the Holy Spirit will just weave everything, everything together.
And
so
he does.
He always does.
He always does.
He always does.
Yes.
He always takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, do you have one more story that you like to share from back in the day? She's looking like, do you want me to share another story?
I know, right?
I'm like,
you have one?
do it,
How
girl.
How long have we known each other? That's what I was trying to figure out.
So we met at Highland Park.
Right. Like 2010, 2011?
Probably
I feel like
around there.
Around there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we went to a women's conference together.
Oh, yes.
Well, we've been on several.
Yes.
Together.
Yes. But we stayed in a room
together.
Together.
Well, we have several times actually now, but
yes.
the first time we did, We were standing in line checking in.
Did she heat you out? Like, she likes it so hot.
No, that's not even.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
No, the best was we did not know.
When I stayed in her house, she brings me a heater.
She just wants to sweat.
Why do you get, oh, I know, you get cold.
She just wants to sweat. I don't even know how you could sleep like that.
Yeah. No, we slept, well, I slept fine the night I'm talking about. But, so it was the first time, it was one of the first, I think it was the second women's retreat Helen Park had done. We did the first one at Munger, and then this one was off-site at like Texoma, I think.
Yes.
And we are standing in line.
Yeah.
And we're checking in because we're on the praise team. She's leading worship, of course. Woman, awesome.
And you're leading with me.
I'm leading with you. Yes. Anyway, and so we're standing in line and they're telling us about our accommodations. They go, yeah, it's a big king size bed. And I go, okay. And I walk off and Carl's like, what? There's not another bed? And they're like, no, it's just a king-size bed. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, whatever. Carla turns ashen.
I don't even know what ashen means, but I'm sure
gray.
I turned ashen.
You turn gray, and you're just like panic deer in headlights. And I'm thinking, what is the big deal? I didn't understand at all. I was so confused. You're like, yeah, no, I don't really share a bed with anyone. And I'm like, I'm not going to bite. We'll put pillows between us, whatever works. But it just was funny, and we worked through it, and it wasn't a big deal. But she laid on the very edge of the bed.
That is hilarious.
As far away with her back to me.
Now, that is something
like,
we have never done.
There. We have never done
move,
that.
And didn't move. And didn't move. And I just thought, there's no way, you know. And but then the other thing was, like, it was fun to learn each other's nightly routine.
And we both wear sleep masks.
Yes, we do. We both wear sleep masks.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Light. I don't want sound or light. And so it was just, you know, it was kind of a bonding moment because we did not know each other real well.
Right. Right.
And since then, the next time, I think we're all on cots or something. But anyway, it just.
Right. We're on cots the next time.
Yeah.
I don't know which one we prefer.
I don't either. I kind of like our own room.
King size bed was better than the cots.
It was. I kind of liked our own private space, to be honest, because we could just sit and chat and, you know, and we'd walk back and forth to the cabin together. It was fun. I mean, we had a good time no matter what, but it's just one of those silly things that, you know, you learn about somebody else.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's why, and that's a plug for everyone going on these women's retreats.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, to get to know people and to, because how do you know? You know, we didn't know.
We really didn't know hardly anybody.
And we didn't know that our friendship was going to grow
in this
way before.
Yeah, because we weren't
rolling. We just kind of talked a couple of times, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But we knew each other, and we knew that we knew each other, so we wanted to be in the same room together.
That's right. We wanted that more than anything else.
It was better than the alternative.
Right. So, you know, but then I remember that was a retreat. There were so many women there I didn't know that some now, you know, I don't see, but we keep in touch on Facebook and stuff from that, like, 8 or 9 years ago. So, I mean, that's just the beauty of relationships. You have to be open. That's a big piece of it, too.
Be open. And get to know people who, like Tanya said, are different from you.
Come to the table where they are and where you are. Yes. I just think there's so much to that.
Yeah.
If somebody has light in them, follow it.
Go after that light. And you're right.
Seriously.
She does have a light
that
shines.
If they have a light, follow it.
So does Myra Jones.
There's gold.
She does.
Oh, I love her.
That's a whole nother, episode.
My mom.
I know.
Yeah.
I love her.
But I've got a scripture that I like that I use for you.
Yeah, okay.
Proverbs 27:9.
Mm-hmm.
Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel.
Yeah.
Ooh,
or
I love that.
In my instance, her earnest counsel.
I love it.
That is so sweet. So I can say that I love to pray for you all. I love to pray.
And I know you
specifically
do.
And I love to listen to the Lord and give a message back. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we can find ourselves in the middle of the place where we are supposed to be when we're listening, not with what we choose for ourselves,
right?
But you know, what did God say? Let me follow what the Lord said. So, thank you so much,
Tanya,
for joining us. And
I love you.
We're gonna have to put some of these pictures. Tanya put together a collage of embarrassing pictures.
We need to put these up on the Facebook page.
They are fantastic.
I'll do
Since
this.
I'm 28 now, I think I was probably 12 then. So we'll. We'll put these pictures up, some of these pictures up for everybody to see. But thank you so much, Tanya, for joining us. And thank you, Vicky,
so much
for being the co-host today. Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website. Keep up with us on our website, EHEWradio.com, and our social media at EHEWradio. And also, if you need to check out any of our past shows, go to our podcast. We thank you for leaving us a 5-star rating. Our podcast is on iTunes. It's called Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. Have a wonderful week.